doing at the end is only midrabbani. And so you say it's a mitzvah.
Why in the shul? The mitzvah said a chilek whether you chit sein in the outside or the inside. Son of rabbani, shura haraya panimi is p'tura. In the shura, when the oval is walking by and be menachem oval him, so the people that see the oval that's in the front row, they're potter, because they're doing a mitzvah that be menachem oval. The shame of roya, but if you're too far behind, you can't see the oval can't see you. The shame of roya panimi is, but if you can't see the inside, then chayet. Because you're not doing the mitzvah then, you're not being menachem oval then, so you're supposed to say Krishna. If you do either like this, haboy you mach mitzvah p'tura. No, whoever comes to see the oval, even though you're far away, but you can squeeze in and it'll see you, it's still called you be Menachem Oval there. Somebody stam coming to see a big crowd, he wants to know what's going on there, but then you're not doing a mitzvah at all, then you have to say Krishna. If you could see the oval when he's sitting down, then you have to say it. The next morning it says, no, even if you can't see him, but at least you're coming there, the Menachem Oval is good. You only thought this, you only chayiv machmas atzmon. The way machmas kovich, they bore the nachim, you didn't come to Menachem Oval, and Leroy says to Murah, son, you saw a lot of people there, so you went to see what's going on, so then you chayiv to say Krishna. Omer Rav Yudu Amarav, ha-moitzi klayim the big guy, if somebody finds he's wearing klayim in his beggar, the suit, he's walking in the street, and all of a sudden he realizes he's klayim in the beggar, he's alaka, poishtan afilu bashuk. Even though you're in the middle of the street right now, and it's your pants, still you have to take it off. My timer ain't chokhma, we ain't spuna, we ain't to neger Hashem. That there's no tzrutzim to neger Hashem. He's komokim sheshchil Hashem. Whenever there's a question of doing an aveira, tachil Hashem, ain't chokhim cover the rab. You don't say mech on cover the abriyas, cover the rab. So if you're doing an itzah deraisa, crime of deraisa, there's no hetzah, you have to take off your pants and go to the street. Mice is not so negay, because come on, we don't have any more climb with the raisa. With the raisa, it has to be shua tabi the nuz, and every string, every string has to be some wool and linen twirled together, each string by itself. Or else it has to be that's Rashi sheetum. And the other sheetum is, you gotta have two strings that have to be twirled together, and then sew it. Even if they do have linen and wool, and you begot them, it's zicha not a shalom the raisa, it's only the rabbonim. And in the rabbonim, then we pass him, kovat habriyas is doich and is the rabbonim. In the middle, if you're flying, climbing your pants in the middle of the street, you wouldn't be mechayiv to take it off in the middle of the street, off covered up reeds. But if you have climbed with your eyes on, then it's mechayiv to take it off, and if you're right, there's no shrutzim, ain't chokhm, ain't benet neger Hashem, but it's chil Hashem, and there's a right to command, every Azair is called the chil Hashem, and then chokhm covered the rat. Right?
Would that be a chil Hashem,
let's
take it off?
To what?
Take off the pants.
No, as we're saying, it's ain't chokhm, no. Ein chokma drashi tshuva neged Hashem. There's no tshuva to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the shali really have about the gears now, Gemara. We have the gears of hamoitzi klayim the big guy. If you find klayim in your beggar. Now, if you mean that the Rosh says, let's say you see somebody else wearing klayim. He doesn't know better, but you see him wearing klayim. You have to tell him you're wearing klayim and mechayim take it off in the middle of the street or not. So Rosh says, no, I'll tell you about you now, mechayim still. And his gears three is hamoitzi klayim the big guy. No. You're the big guy. Right the time you didn't match me, you find climb in your beggar, the big guy. He had the gears like we have. It's only if you find climb in your beggar that you have to take it off. But if somebody else is wearing climb, now McQueen tell in the middle of the street.
Even
the Raisa, right. So now he's doing now the shirt, he doesn't realize it. So he's not doing the Kumbi Yasei, so you don't have to tell him. That's his gears, I wait to climb the big guy, or if you find it in your beggar. The Rambam says so not that the Rambam says even if you see a chaver wearing klayim, even though he's doing it b'shoyt, he doesn't realize it, you're mechuyav to tell him you're wearing klayim now and he has to take it off even in the middle of the street. Do you know the nisra? Right, yeah. Right, so they first to say he didn't have the gears of the Gemara, big doy, he was some girls. Hamoitzi klayim is poshin afilu b'shoyt. Whoever you are, and if you're wearing klayim, this is the right, so there's a chiyav to take it off even in the middle of the street.
That's all the
stuff,
aren't you?
According to Rambam, the Baal has covered a brief, the Baal thinks that there was only being done with shaygeng, there's no chiyav to tell him. There's no good faith in him, you're allowed to let him. He's allowed to be doing it. Because it's allowed to be done, I'm trying to tell you. Where he's doing the affair with shaygeng, they can take it off as such a ninyan, you don't have to tell him. Right, the mace. So this is the law that the cover of Brias is not doing a nisa di right. But the more mace say, cover as the mace. They made it. They buried somebody, the chazut, and they're going back to the city. Lufnei and Beis Yerochim. There are two roads. Echa Tohira v'yecha Tamei. One road was Tamei, one was Torah. Bo the Torah, let's say the oval went in the Torah, the road, boy Nimoy. You follow him. The Torah. bought the tumah, let's say the ozel went back and took a wrong turn and went to the talmudic road, is boiling by the tumah. Everybody is allowed to follow him and go in the talmudic road. We shouldn't cry. We shouldn't cover the oven. I have a chur as a crane here in Tzav. The Gemara might land me a chok of yentu and neged Hashem. That how could the kahanim follow the oven? Ask for the oven to go back to the talmudic road. I even know this the writer. And the Gemara tigur of Abba the day safra the rabbon. We're not talking about the road had a vaday meister that gevadah be mekami so. It's only Mitzvah the Rabbon. Beis HaPras means the Yom Rav Yehuda says, Yom Rav Yehuda HaMashmur. Menaseach Odin Beis HaPras for him. Beis HaPras means it's a Sofid, there was a kever, somebody was buried there, and then they had a Macharisha, they plowed over it. So it's a Sofid if the mate is still there now. So maybe you write, it's Torah. It's only the Rabbon who's coming. So when the Rabbon make a cloud, that's the cloud we say, God of Kavod HaBriyah, Zoychus, let's say, to the Rabbon. But it's only Mitzvah the Rabbon, but not in Kavod HaBriyah, the Rabbon will make it.
Wasn't
they
usually, when they
found
it, they usually took away the...
Yeah, so what's the Rashi? It's a certain case based upon. Rashi, Based upon the Lemetame element of Rabboni. What is it? For who saw it at the field? Shenechresh by Kever. There was a Kever was buried there, but they plowed over it. The Choshur Chachom, it's only a Chashm Rabboni, Shemet Dudum Ukliya Machrisha, maybe Ukliya Machrisha at some started to move the bones, they had Dervis Oleh Mephitim, and it's all over the ground now. So whoever walks on top of this karka, you're like moving the bones, you must eat them. The etzim chisari matamar maga. And even the bone is a small, it's a sir, it's a barley, if you touch it, your maga is matamayu. Or the master of loy bioil, so much oil doesn't have. And now the chivim, the rabbonim know, the yosef balas onin is the rabbonim, the base of pras, is rabbonim know the achlo the karayu gabiogum. The rabbonim like a moichol, they're covered, mishum covered of an oval. That's the sword with this covered. Habriyas, together like the rabbonim, were moichol, there is the rabbonim. So the Rabbonim have a right to do that. Well, the Raisa is not just called an Isser the Raisa, the Abitur wasn't Merkel. He never had to do an Isser the Raisa. But if there's only the Rabbonim, then there's a straw, the Rabbonim were Merkel, they're covered, and said, I've covered Abriya, here it's covered Abu, they are not you to do it.
The
fish at
Arzis,
and
you have the
whole lot of Etzipras. There's a cool that if you want to walk through the base of press, all you got to do is blow in front of you. In other words, watch clearly where you're going. The Rashi did you right, so if it was an Issa the right, see, like heaven is out and bakul, right? It wouldn't be like if you so fast to walk through this base of Pras, I'll be you, make sure you don't see any bones. The Nisma Chanapicha, the Bissamah Sama, blowing the bones away. The Hach Vedikal Yosef Testa Fishtori, the Ramatha for Yosef Testa, Lily of Machum, the Minim, the Vemisha Kurdish. As the Mako, where you had to do it, for Yosef Testa, the Mako, you do this. A Kopron was only Issa, Rabbonim, Rabbonim, we said a cloud would make it.
And just last more again was the Yom Rav Yehuda Barashi Mishmei the Rav that Beis HaPras Shenidrush Torah. You have this Beis HaPras also the Suffolk where the Kebab was buried there in the field and they plowed over it. But Shenidrush means that later people trampled over the field. Since the people trampled over the field for short, there's no more Etzim around. Therefore, it remains Torah. And Toshma bring you proof that the Yom Rav Lozab Reb Tzadik Medalgin Hayinu Agabi Aroinos Shemesim. We used to like skip over, go over the Aronis, the Kvorim, the grave of Mason. Likras Malchus Yisrael, to go see a Melech of Yisrael, and to learn Likras Malchus Yisrael, but Vadom Ruela, feel Likras Malchus Yakon. Even you want to go run to see a Melech of a Goyish Melech. Why? What's in it to see a Goyish Melech? Shem Yiskev, you'll be Bezecha, Yavchem, be Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Yakon, or Bezecha Mitzchem, was love it to see the difference between a Melech of Yisrael and a Melech of a Goy. So the question, what do you have to skip it over for? Amai, Lem, why don't we say in Chokhme Bunt Venetza Neger Hashem, Kedirov, Yomar Rova, Devar Torvayo, Kol Sheesh Bechlo Tefach. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We have a holding daf, a youth test on the vase around 10 lines down. We're going to bring another riot to the Shaila if we could be Poshid Klein, Bishuk or not, if they covered Abrius.
Because ain't chokma gain tumah neged Hashem. To be over nisa deraisa, there's no heter at all. Said the Gemara, another kasha toshma. The Yomah Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik, medalgin hayino agabi yaronos shomesim. He used to jump over the yaronos in his basak forest. He used to jump over a kever. Likras malcha Yisrael, to be able to see a melech of Yisrael. Well, a likras malcha Yisrael, not only in front of a melech Yisrael, but vad, Omru Ela Afil Likras Malcha Yakum. Even allowed to jump over on Oren to see a Melech of an Yakum. And the Chiddush is even Kahanim. Even though a Kohen of Kur has an Issa not to Matamar himself,
he's not allowed to go near a mace. But if he wants to go see a Melech Yisrael, a Melech Hakum, he's allowed to jump over the kever. Why? What's the hetzer to see a Melech Hakum? Shem Yitzkeh, later, Elam Abo, Yavchen, Be Malcha Yisrael, Malcha Yakum, like we had before. There's an Indian to see a Melech of a Goy, could they later be able to tell the difference between a Melech Yisrael and a Melech Hakum? But there's a hetzer to metame yourself, even though you're a Kohen, to see a Melech. Is Amai, Leime, Chokhman, Vein, Tuna, Vein, Etzel, Neger Hashem? We just say there's no hetzer to be over in Yisrael Raisha. And the Chur to see this Melech Yisrael, the Melech Hakum is only in the Rabbon on the Chur. There's no Chiv Midi Raisha to see a Melech Yisrael, to see a Melech Hakum. It's only like a Mitzvah of the Rabbon. So how we match for a Mitzvah of the Rabbon to be over in Yisrael Torah? And the Gemara Torah says, Kid Rava. The Yomar Rava, Deva Torah, Oil. If you have an oil or a covering on top of the mace, is Kol Shiesh Boy Chalal Tefach, is Chaitzis Vatei Atumah. That's the way we make our kvaris now, the kever. You put a mace in the ground, and on top of it, you usually leave a tefach, which is 4 inches between the mace and the halal and the covering. That's usually the coffin. When you put the mace in, usually there's at least dalat tefachim between the mace and the top of the coffin.
Dalat tefachim?
Or one tefach. So we have 4 inches. Therefore, since there's 4 inches, so middle of the top of the coffin is a chaytzeh. Stops, doesn't let the tumor go up, but keeps the tumor inside. Therefore, if you go on top of the kvaros, really there should be no tumor at all. It's called shiesh poi chalal tefach. As long as there's a tefach, 4 inches space between the mace and the covering on top, and the coffin, is choisif mea tumor. That stops the tumor from going upwards. The shein poi chalal tefach, let's say there's no chalal tefach, there's no avir of dalat amaseh, then ain't no choisif mea tumor. Then that's called tumor ritzutza, that a tumor of the mace is bekas viola jumps up through kata. As if you put a mace in the ground and just throw dirt on top of the mace, then the tumor would jump up and go straight up to Shemayim. So here we're now choshes midiraisa, for roiv aroinus, roiv coffins, yesh bem chalal tefach. Roiv coffins have at least 4 inches between the mace and the covering. Even in Eretz Yisrael, where they're not known to use the coffin, they just put the mace in the carcass, still they make a hole on top of it though. They put like the stones on the side of it, and they put just one covering on top of the mace. But they have at least 4 inches between the mace and the covering. Therefore, the covering stops the tumor from going up. Now the Gozrul, Rabbonim made a gzera, al shiesh ben mishum shein ben. As Rabbonim made a gzera that a kohen should not go on top of any coffin. Any kever where a mace is buried, why? Because they're choshish for me that sometimes there's not a chalal tefach. If they buried the mace and they didn't make the mechitza on top of the mace, nor right on top of the mace itself. Or mishum melech solin is the rabbonin. Or mishum kfoid malach in the gozel b'ho rabbonin. We had before. For nisa the rabbonin, there the svarah rabbonin weren't gozer, but mokin covered a breeze. Or here, but mokin kfoid malach in the rabbonin weren't gozer. Let's see Rashi. Mikros Malchi Yisrael, Harei Lechovet HaBriyas, okay, to see a Melech is like Chovet HaBriyas, Oivrim, Al Nefesh Le'yatamek, to Horeb Lezda, Reb Sode Koyinu, he was a Koyin, Kedermina B'Bchayrus, Sa'akdiv Yovin Yisra Atera, he now had to be Metami himself to see a Melech, the Teretzim, Dalgun Rashim Yorum Yorna, from one coffin to another coffin. The Teretzim is Dvar Atera, Alach Lamashim Yisinai, Ein Yochay Sofnei Atumah. The Nikras, Tumu Rutsutsa, if there's no Chalal Tefach, if the top of the coffin is right on top of the mace, then the Tum is Rutsutsa, jumps through, or the Kafir, it goes straight up. Mashenkin, if you have a Chalal Tefach, then it's Mutta. So Teretz was that Rov Aroinis have a Chalal Tefach, so Rov Aroinis is Mutta, Midirais, it's only Nister Rabbonin, so Nister Rabbonin could be Mekel. Vaita, Tor Shema, not a Braisa. Godol covered habrius, shedoiches loisa se shabatur. Hey, to give covered habrius, you're allowed to be over in Yisatur. So, Gura, Fagmavi Amai, lame of the throne we had before. We had before, if you're wearing klein and your pants in the middle of the street, you're mechuyis to take off your pants. Because you have a klal, ain't tuna, the ain't eitz, no terrors, neger Hashem. Fagmavi Amai, lame, ain't chopa, the ain't tuna, but eitz, neger Hashem. There should be no tzurutzim. To not to be over loisa say, there's no hetter for mishum covered habrius. And the Gemara Tirgumor Rav Bar Shavu Chaim the Rav Kano Belav the Loisosa. Hey, that's what we say. We over Loisa say it's only the Lav of Loisosa, which is the Lav for all Yisur the Rabbonim.
Rashi et loisasei, kasal kitaitas havi min laws kol loisasei komor. Any lav hatori have had to be over the lokum covered a breeze. Teres is no, but lav the loisasas.
Yes.
Our that's what the Gemara tomorrow. Achicho alei, they start to laugh upon him. What's your teres? A lav the loisasor. So the Gemara achicho alei, lav the loisasor. You're right. Monashech, this lav of loisasor don't go kinegim. But the Torah tells you that's also midiraisa. So what are you answering? The lav of loisasor. That's also midiraisa. And the Gemara Amar Rav Kano, Gavra Rav Lomanusa. Somebody choshev tells you something. Not the achicho alei. That's the first thing. Don't laugh what somebody tells you. What they meant to tell you is like this: Komili de Rabbonin. Every Issa de Rabbonin asam chinu alav loisosa. The Rabbonin made a smachta from the lav loisosa. The Torah tells you, don't go away loisosa. Whatever the Chum tell you, so what the Chum tell you, there's like a lav hatori. You have to listen to them. But it's an Issa de Rabbonin. Melo mishum kvoidoi shor Rabbonin. Where there's a shail of covered habrius, the Rabbonin were matche their lav mishum covered habrius. That's the Rashi, the Hezbollah like this. Rashi Chicholei, Inusav, what they left, because they thought, the Afil Omru Loi Dvat Torah, even if Rabbanan told you to listen to a Dvat Torah, Vu Omru Fnei HaKovid, and there's a question of Kovid Abrius involved, Yavra Lov, Yavra had to be over the Issa Torah. Mishram Kovid Abrius, like the story before was, if you're wearing climb in the street, maybe you don't have to take it off, because there's Kovid Abrius involved. Vu Ahai Namadi Raisu. The kashrut is no. We're saying on this deraisa. You're not allowed to be over. You shouldn't cover the brias. So what's the teretz of loisos? That's also this deraisa. The teretz is called milu derabbanim. Rochi kol maluhu. Dover shum medivrei seifrim. And this that's only yosim derabbanim needs chavas to cover the brias. You're allowed to be over. That is so where it's a question of cover the brias. The Koran and loisasei. Why did the Gemara call the brisa called the loisasei? Mishum dechtiv loisosim. So the Torah says, like Tosser, that love gives the Rabbanim the koyach that you have to listen to the Rabbanim. And if you don't listen to the Rabbanim, you're over the love. So Rashi of Kasha Lechu, he writes to, Lechu is still the Kasha. So now when the Rabbanim tells you to do something, there's a love how Torah to listen to them. The Torah says, like Tosser, you have to listen to what the Rabbanim said. So the way, even if it's the Rabbanim, there should be no hetim mishum kovet abriyas. The Torah says, Rabbonin achlu mekrayu, lav radavayim. The Rabbonin themselves were moichum and said, we give you a head and not listen to us. In other words, the Rabbonin never put their iser for mokum kovet abriyas. Hei chadika kovet abriyas. Kigoyin, letaltol b'shabes avonim shabes akisei l'kinoya. Gemara on Shabbos, and even though it's muksa, so if you went to the base kisei and you have nothing to wipe yourself with, you're allowed to touch muksa, you're allowed to take stones to wipe yourself with. I can list the Rabbonin, but there is a Mokum Kavod Abrius, there are matter there is the Rabbonin. Oy mi shenistuko tzitzis talisu bekamlis. Someone was wearing tzitzis, and on Shabbos it became possible. So now that the tzitzis is possible, you're not allowed to wear them on Shabbos. Let's say you're only carrying in the kamlis, it's only near to the Rabbonin. Lo yitzchiu laniach talisu shom. The Rabbonin will not master you to take off your talis and leave it in the kamlis, but you call it to the base orim, to come into the house orim. Because Amol, their tzitzis wasn't like us, just a bigger talis cotton. It was like their coats they used to wear. So if you pass to them, they can't wear the coat on Shabbos. It's a big bezoyim to walk through the street without your coat, without your jacket on. So it's only this Rabbonin carrying in a kamelis, the Rabbonin will make one. There is sir, mishum kavod abris. The kavod on Teretz says that not the pshat you open into the raisa. This is true. When the Rabbonin tells you to do something, you have to do it. And if you don't listen to them, you're open into the raisa of loisosur. But the Rabbonin said that where there's a question of kavod abris involved, there's no issue to the Rabbonin. If Rabbanu were Michael on the cover, Rabbanu said, like a little collection all over, is Hey Marmu, Hey Marmu. They said you have to listen to us, but in certain cases, they themselves said you don't have to listen to us. So they said the Machan Kavod Abriyah, like there's no issue to Rabbanu, so you're not being over the lap of Vaisosa now. The Rabbanu themselves said the Machan Kavod, you don't have to listen. Mashenkin Klein, which an issue of the Raisa, there's no heter. Even in the middle of the street, you have to take off your pants, even though the question is not Kavod Abriyah. There's no hatter to be over this out there. So Shema, v'salamta. The Torah says, v'salamta is v'heshev aveda. The Torah says, sometimes you can turn your face away. Sometimes you can close your eyes. V'salamta, mem v'dashin, pomim shatim v'salamihim. Certain times you have a hatter not to makam the mitzvah, or the mitzvah of v'heshev aveda. Or pomim shen v'asim v'salamihim. Sometimes you're not allowed to close your eyes, but you have to return the aveda. Okay, so, imho yikoyen v'ibaveh sakforos. If the Aveda was in the Beis HaKforos, and you're a Kohen, so you have no head to go into the Beis HaKforos and Mitzal Miso,
you're part of the mitzvah, Peshem Aveda. Oy hoy is looking, if you're an old person, you found something that's not covered for an old person to carry, Bishusar Rabbin. Shemishim, you're covered, you're part of from returning the Aveda. Oy shoy so malach to him, Ruben Mishel Chaveri. Or else, you're in the middle of doing work now, and you're making a lot of money for your work. Now, if you're going to stop your work to return the Aveda, you're mavato from your malacha. And the whole Aveda is only worth $5. So if you're going to stop your work to return the Aveda, so when you give it back, the balabas is going to have to pay you for the work that you were mamasid. And that's a $20 job. So it's not kedai for the balabas to have to pay $20 to get his $5 object back, so you're plotted from the mitzvah. Because I show you some malachtoi, some malacha that you're doing, if you're going to stop doing it, the meruba is going to be worth more money, mishoch aveda. Therefore, the parent says, for salamta, sometime you can close your eyes and you don't have to give back the Aveda. But the Kura Kash is the middle case. It says, if you're a Zokin, you're an old person, then Lufik Vaidan. It'll be a case, let's say somebody loses, some is not covered for an old person to carry, a baby toy in the middle of the street. Somebody's pacifier losing in the middle of the street. There's not going to be covered for an old Zokin to walk around with a pacifier in the middle of the street. So it's not covered for him, we say it's part of the mitzvah. I hear it's a mitzvah diraita, veshiv esaveda. And what's the pshat? Because it's not covered for you to work with him, b'shus rabim. So you see, mishim covered abrius v'matv nisaperim. For the Gemara amai, leimu v'ein chokma v'ein tfunu v'neitam neged Hashem. And the Gemara is shani hosam nechtiv v'salamta. It's like true. There's a gzeras akosav here v'salamta that you're put there from doing this mitzvah from mokum covered abrius. It's where there's no beferish hatha terah, you can't be makum. But here the terah beferish set of plastic, there's a lamta, you could be makum among them covered of reeds. So was there for the Gemara of the Ligma Mino? Let's find out the swar from here, that you see the mokum covered of reeds, you're allowed to be over in this terah. Now the Gemara is surum and a moin loyafinan. You can't run out an isid de kalocha from a moment de kalocha. But before that klayim, that's a pure isid. Terah said you're not allowed to wear klayim. Here the mitzvah, the Heshev et Aveda, even though it's an Issadik Halacha also, that there's a mitzvah to return somebody's Aveda, but why did the Torah give this mitzvah? Because the Torah wanted you to give back Yerim's money to him. Because Reuven lost something, the Torah wanted you that he should have back his money. So it's a mitzvah involving money. So it's involving money, there's coolness in that mitzvah. So even though the Mokim mitzvah of Mammon, the Torah was making the Mokim covered, you have no right, the Torah will be making the Mokim Stam Yisurim like my client. So Rashi, Fibu Beisa Kvoris for Aveda. If the Aveda was in the Beisa Kvoris, the Kohen is potter from returning it. Ven Lefi Kvoidoi, Ein Havudu Chashuvo Lefi Kvoidoi Lashivoi. It's not Chosher for Zokin to walk with like baby things with Bishas Rabbi.
And what then,
it's not covered for him to do it. It would be mafmat on this. Or shoyt the malachta meruba, shedmei bitu malachtoi, lirdov achreihim, if he was doing work, if he's going to have to stop doing his work and run after the return, the aveda, if you serve him out the mei aveda, it's worth more than the aveda was worth. For lo yirtu abaydam lo hoshev loi, or bezei the bayam, who benicha rather, don't return my aveda, yoytem imashim eshev lehem, the nimtsu mafsid. Because Allah is, you're not mechuyev to waste money to return the Aveda. So the Bible has to pay you for the work that, for the pay that you lost. So if your pay is going to be $20, and the whole Aveda is only worth $5, the Bible is double be mechuyev. Don't return me the Aveda, I don't have to pay you the extra money. Right, but the more of an enigma, knows that Rashi Lagavi Klayim, the Amrin and Toishdon, Afil Bishop. From here, we see that there was mechuyev. Heshav Aveda, Mishum Kvoidoi, so who had in Klayim should be mutter for Mokim's covenant. That's the Mamoina Kalmi Yisur. That's the cloud. By his mitzvahs, Nagaya to Mammon, here the Torah was making Mishum Kvoidin. By Shankin a mitzvah like by Klein that has no Shaykhis to Mammon, that's a pure Isidik Alacha, here the Torah wasn't making. Torah Shema bring another Raya. Fosik says, Vala Choysoi to your sister. Matam of Loima, Hare Shehoya Hoylech Lishchot Es Pitzchot. The case where a person with Erev Pesach is going to bring his Korban Pesach. It was on the eighth day, and he has mitzvah milah to come out his son. Bisham Ashramais Lameis, and he's heard just now that somebody was nifkin of Mishpachon, is Yochel Yachta Vietame. Maybe I would think he's supposed to stop doing the Korban Pesach, or stop making the mitzvah milah, and be Isaac now in the Kvura of the Meis, or Martha Lo Yatame. I tell you, no, don't do it.
It's the mitzvah korban pesach and the mitzvah milah. Since they have a chorus involved, if you don't do it, if you don't bring a korban pesach, you have a chiyuv chorus. And if you don't do the milah, there's a chiyuv chorus involved. So you say these mitzvah adoicha, the mitzvah of kvuras ha'meit.
What does do with the chosah?
Kosunsi, that's an extra pasuk. Learn out these chedushim. Yochol, I would think, kishem sheni metam alehem. The same way you can't be metam to your father, your mother, to your sister. Kach ain't metam ala meit mitzvah. Maybe who are then is the meit mitzvah? That means nobody else is there to take care of this meit. You find mom is the meit in the middle of the street, and if you don't take care of it now, nobody else is there. Talmud loyma lachoytzei. That's what the Torah says lachoytzei. It's a diyuk. You're not matama for your own sister. If your sister is mace and you are doing korm pesach, or you're making a meal for your son, so it's mistava. There are other people there. If you're not going to take care, you have a mother, you have a